Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur, the podcast all about well-being and adapting and navigating change. With me is Fleur.
Hi, David. I think we have to change the name.
Yes, because today. I'm looking and you are not holding a coffee. This is totally against the rules of Coffee with Fleur.
No, it's a drink with Fleur, but this is still like, you know, G-rated drinks
at the moment.
It's a juice.
It's early in the day, yeah.
It's a juice.
Why have you got a juice in your hand?
Well, because coffee just didn't seem right today because we're looking at the swimming pool today. We're looking over at this beautiful leisure centre.
Yeah.
And specifically the pool. And it's made me think more about the connection of physical activity to well-being. But before we talk about that, David.
Yes.
Of course, I have to check in with you. It's my role as a coach. I have to check in with you on if you did your activity since we last chatted, which I think you were going to watch Susan David's TED Talk.
Yes, I have done my homework.
Oh, well done. Well done.
What a TED Talk.
You can put that on your to-da list.
See what you did there. Yeah, very good. I did, actually. Really interesting what Susan David has to say. And some of the things that she talked about there really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. And certainly being more of, I think it was the emotional, not being the emotional judge, being more of a scientist.
Yes.
The thing you talked us through last time, that sort of stuck with me. And one of the things she said was emotions are data, not directives.
Yes.
Which really goes into that judge and scientist thing.
Mm.
And the reason it leapt out at me is because if it's data and not directives, it means mm-hmm. I'm not throwing myself in 100% and joining the chaos
yes.
of the emotion.
Yeah.
I think, and my mind is taken back to when my son was younger and it was just chaos and emotions off the
yes.
scale.
Yes.
And it's just not productive for me to be in that chaos as well. So just being able to step back and go, I'm having an emotion. What is it? And I think you've called out naming it
mm-hmm.
and being specific about it. That helped as well.
Mm.
But then understanding that it's perfectly natural and I've got a choice of what I do with that information.
Yes.
So yeah, it was really interesting. And I'm going to check out her book as well. I think you called it Emotional Agility?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Great. Good. I'm glad to
hear. Do I pass my homework?
Absolutely. You've gone above and beyond, David.
So there you go.
No, I agree with you. I like the idea of understanding or the concept of that emotions are not facts. So we feel them very strongly, but they're not facts. So we don't have to believe them as such, and that gives us cause to inspect and sort of try to understand them more. So they're messages, they're signposts.
All right, fantastic.
So fabulous.
Along with emotions, then mm-hmm. you've brought me to a swimming pool.
Yes. Lucky it's good weather today
to
be in the swimming pool.
You haven't seen me swim. I sort of sink more than swim.
Oh, okay.
But why is physical attributes important as we navigate and change and adapt to change?
Yeah, there's such a strong link between physical activity or movement and our well-being, our psychological well-being. So when we do any physical activity or movement, so when I say physical activity, you don't need to come to the pool or go to the gym or anything like that. You can simply go for a walk or you can walk your dog.
Okay.
But when we do physical activity, that's likely to induce endorphins, which then is all connected to those positive feelings of well-being, and those hormones such as oxytocin and dopamine and so forth that help to counteract the stress or the cortisol and adrenaline that we often experience when we experience those negative emotions. So it's a nice way to counterbalance any negative emotions that we're experiencing. So if we are going through a significant period of change and challenge, it becomes even more important to get into a bit of movement to promote and encourage some of those more positive emotions and experiences to come around.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you can maybe have to hear, we have a younger audience member who's joined us, and I'm pleased to say...
And he looks like he's having
a juice. Isn't that fantastic? Looks like an apple juice to me. That is awesome. Hello there. Well done.
And he's got a gorgeous smile, which indicates that he is pretty happy and experiencing positive emotions.
And lots of movement.
And I think he's given us some positive emotions
That's
too.
Right. So. Fantastic. So all about movement, all about exercise.
Yeah.
So it's a nice release.
Yeah. It's like a release. It can help us to release some of those negative.
All right. So maybe I'll feel more energized or charged up or energetic if I make the effort to go and do something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So is that my homework for this week?
It is, David. And as we said, it's going to be different from you, for you than it is for others. So everyone's got their own preference of movement or physical activity. So you go with what's yours.
Okay.
And come back to me and tell me what that was and how it felt.
Well, I like to ride my bike. Pedal bike. So maybe I'll make a commitment.
Are you saying not an e-bike or not a motorbike?
No e-bikes, like the traditional bike. So maybe I'll have a go at riding that more often. And, and all this busyness and change that's going on, maybe I'll feel like it's helping me in some way. I'll discover what that is along
the
way.
Fantastic. Great.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go and get myself a juice, like our little younger listener there, because there is thing as too much coffee. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. Our email address is applejuicewithfleur. No, it's not. We're sticking with coffee with Fleur.
No, I was going to say it's orange juice, but no. Coffee with Fleur.
Coffee with Fleur still at gmail.com. We'd love to hear how you're going.
Great.
Thank you, Fleur.
And of course, people listening could also follow along and do the same activity if they want to.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Right. Well, we'll go away and start riding bikes.
Okay.
And I'll report back next week.
Great. See you then.
Thank you, Fleur.
Bye.
Cheers.